2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Who wants to start?
Oh, I have a topic. I just want to ask people's opinions.
Go, Gandhi.
So all the guys in the room seem very stressed out about what they're going to wear. You're not.
No.
Okay.
I'm fine.
I mean, okay. I was stressed until this weekend.
I think Brody is still stressed.
I'm still stressed.
He's sweating right now.
And then I have a question about fashion that I need you guys to weigh in on, because I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Okay.
So should we talk about Brody's pants first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Brody's pants. So I spent the whole weekend trying to find, like we talked about in the big show today, something fabulous to wear at this wedding, or at least brighter colors than I normally wear.
Okay.
And everyone was like, oh, you just wear a blue suit and then accessorize, you know, shirt, whatever else.
Yeah.
So I went shopping and I spent hours at multiple stores and I finally picked out a shirt that fits well, looks good. And it's, I would say it's mint green.
Okay.
With little purple pattern on it. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'll match the purple. That'll be good. It'll give me a purple accent. Right. So I got purple socks that have a little mint green on them. And I went looking for purple shoes of some kind. Could not find in 2 malls and 3 stores purple shoes I liked. So I finally found a pair of purple shoes, but they're a little dressed down. They're sneakers. They're purple, and they have, they're in with the theme of Day of the Dead, which is sort of Elvis's theme wedding. The wedding. This microphone's broken. Sorry. So when I got them home, the sneakers are a little too casual for the suit I want to wear. The pant legs look a little too dressy with the low profile sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife said, well, try them on with dark colored jeans. See if that works with a sport jacket that goes with the jeans. So I have a pair of really dark blue jeans. I tried those on with the sport jacket and the shirt. It all looks good, I think. And then the shoes look better with the jeans than they do with the suit pants. My concern is, it's a fancy wedding. I need to wear a suit, but the shoes don't look right. So I have one day either to get dressier purple shoes or fuck it and wear the dark jeans.
I think you clearly didn't visit any of the pimp shops I've seen in like the Bronx. Because they have all kinds of purple shoes.
Oh, I'm sure.
What color is your cane? I want to...
They're not purple. They're just,
Can we talk about something like... All right, here's my philosophy on that. I know you're trying hard. And I know Skeery tried hard. You've got a lavender jacket or something like that, right?
I tried. I don't know if I succeeded.
Skeery?
You will all tell me Skeery? On the day of the wedding.
Now, hold on. Like I can tell you what's coming now. Nate's about to hot-splain.
Yeah.
I am.
Hot-splain, Nate. Tell us.
You don't need to try that hard. It's easy being this attractive. No. I think this wedding, I think it's going to be great. I think the first 5 minutes, everybody's going to be looking at what everybody else is wearing. After that, nobody's going to care.
Exactly.
I think everybody's going to get 3 drinks in and your shoes are going to come off at some point.
Oh,
your socks are going to be wiping up a spill.
Am I going to dance on the floor with my heels in my hand?
Maybe.
No, I really hope there's a flip-flop basket.
I agree with you. Once everybody gets settled, nobody gives a fuck.
You went to Saks to buy a new suit.
I'm putting my Yeezys in my backpack because I plan on a shoe change.
So here's the thing. I agree that first 5, 15, 20 minutes, I think everybody's going to be doing Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
You're going to be
caring. Which is why I don't want 15 minutes of hell by making the wrong pant decision. Oh, Brody's the guy who didn't wear suit pants.
I just want to know this, though.
What?
Why is this specific wedding under a microscope more than any other wedding I've been to in my life?
You know why?
I never felt that way. I don't feel like, am I crazy? Am I missing
it? Here's the thing.
More people are talking about this wedding and how to dress than any other wedding
I've
been to.
Because I think it's just not the normal wedding. It's not a black tie wedding or a you're just going to wear a regular dress. He's asking for a lot of color. He's asking for something different. So people panic when it's not the norm.
When was the last wedding that you went to where one of the people getting married was a sort of a celebrity, had celebrities coming to the wedding, was this extravagant, and the social media is going to be outrageous? When was the last time? Which celebrity weddings have you been to?
Never.
All right, then.
Don't you think all of this is like within our own control, though? Because the social media being ridiculous, it's going to be coming from us if it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't feel
Dr. Oz is going to want to take a selfie with me.
Tweeting his ass
I'll laugh my ass off if Dr. Oz is here in a black suit and a blue shirt with a black tie.
I guarantee there'll be a lot of people
like that.
And what's Oprah going to wear?
There's not a lot of celebrities at this wedding.
No. But to be honest, most of the time, women I know, we go to the black dress. So for us, it's different because we're not just going to the black dress.
You're kidding. It's worse for guys because the guys all, okay, I got my standard black suit or my gray suit.
Yeah, but all you do is add a colorful shirt, like a bright pink shirt.
You want to try a little bit harder.
I bought a brand new pair of shoes for this, and I haven't had brand new shoes in like 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Like dress shoes for a while.
Well, that's right. When Elvis took us to Saks to get shoes for everyone, you had an appearance. You couldn't make it.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. No, but I will tell you, I bought a pair of brand new shoes for this. And I'm like, well, it's Elvis's wedding. I guess I got a splurge.
Well, wait, you should ask. I wish Greg T was in here.
Where is he?
So, wait, Garrett, tell the story about what Greg T did. No.
So I'm gonna ask the room. If you go into Neiman Marcus, how much do you think you'll pay for a shirt?
$350.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. At least $350.
Neiman Marcus?
Yeah. Neiman Marcus.
A few hundred.
Yeah. So Greg T went over the weekend. He got measured. The woman handed him the shirt. Saw the price tag, he thought he was going to pay under $40.
Is he crazy?
The shirt was $185.
That's cheap.
A bargain.
That's a cheap shirt.
What was it, 40% off that it was down to $185?
No. So he goes, that's too expensive for me. I go, what do you expect? You walk in there, and then you think you're going to get an Old Navy type button down shirt
at
Neiman Marcus?
He shops at Kohl's, and I shop at Kohl's. Nothing wrong with that. But there is a price difference. There's a level of clothing quality difference,
exactly.
Which is
fine. And Kohl's doesn't generally have lavender or geranium colored shirts.
So then he thought he would get a cheap belt. And then his belt, $395.
What about this shirt made him think he was going to get a cheap belt?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm confused.
Wait, $400
this is also the same guy who told me I would have no problem finding a one-bedroom apartment in New York for $700 a month.
Oh, yeah, that's a bunch of crap.
$700?
He still thinks that.
I was telling him like the prices and everything when I moved here. He's like, you're crazy. You're looking in the wrong spot.
That's three nights at dinner.
$700. $700 for an apartment.
Where is he? Nuts.
So what are you talking about?
He's insane. Yeah. Actually, he was talking about that. We were talking about an apartment in New York City. He's, I'm going to get a place here just to crash, you know, when I need to. I figure $600-$700, I can have a place and stay here 3 or 4 nights a month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Only if you're splitting the rent with the rats.
Exactly.
The homeless shelter isn't that expensive. No.
It's more expensive.
He has no idea.
It's insane. Because for a second I was like, oh, I'm hopeful. Maybe I just need to branch out. No.
Average price for a one-bedroom apartment in New York City now. Anybody want to take a guess?
$2,300? $2,500?
$2,500.
Roughly $3,200.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's like not even a great one.
Yeah, that's about 400 square feet.
Yeah.
I told him a studio would work for him, and he goes, how much would that be? I go, probably around 25. And he goes, nah, I'm a liar.
Yeah.
We're talking about you getting an apartment in New York City for $700.
I'm finding out you can't do it. I want it.
He's in the process of finding out.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't realize you couldn't do that.
Well, it seems so ridiculous that, I mean, this is a big city, right? Like, if this piece of paper was New York City, right?
It's a podcast.
Okay, I understand. So I'm holding a big piece of paper, man, with all these lines on it, right? So you figure there's and every single one of these lines is a street, right?
Yeah.
There's hundreds of apartments and on every one of these streets, right?
Yeah.
So you're bound to find one that would be in your price range.
Do you know how many people live in the New York tri-state area?
Well, that's what I'm also figuring
15
out.
15 million.
I know. So because there's so many freaking people and they all want a place, you just can't get it. So then you're stuck with these high, you know, price ones and you can't afford that.
We're also hearing that you think you can get a shirt at Neiman Marcus for less than $40.
Dude, let me tell you.
You can't pull the price tag off. Go up to the register with the price tag and get it for $40.
So let me tell you what happened. For real. How much more time do we have here?
A lot.
All right, because I got to tell you something.
Oh, God.
So I said to Trish, I go, listen, since Ella's
got... You were at Garden State Plaza.
Right. So I said, Ella's got a soccer game up in this area, right? So then what we'll do is, instead of going all the way back home, we might as well go to the Garden State Plaza. So for those of us that are listening and don't know the tri-state area, the Garden State Plaza is a very, 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 very large mall in the state of New Jersey.
It's one of my malls.
Right. Yeah. You live up in that area.
Bergen County.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful mall. Beautiful. So I said, let's go. So we got there, and when we came off the highway, the way the car puts us, the first parking lot is like right there by Neiman Marcus. So I said, well, let's just park here and we'll walk through Neiman Marcus, grab something, and then everybody was hungry, so we can go eat after that. So nobody said a word to me. So we parked the car, we got out, just did my plan, went right to Neiman Marcus, and I said, Trish, what do you think about this shirt? She goes, okay, that looks nice. Great. So I went to the cash register to buy it, and the lady like took it, you know, opened it up, measured my neck and everything. This will fit you, terrific. And then she was like ringing it up, and it was $285.
Dude, you know Neiman Marcus has valet parking, right?
Well, I did know that too.
Yeah.
Well, what did you do? Did you back down?
I did. So I said...
Oh, no!
Did you go on Retail Me Not and see if there was a coupon?
Oh, just wait. Just wait.
I didn't realize. So I'm like, who the hell would pay $285 for a shirt?
People who shop at Neiman Marcus.
Scary Jones.
How many people's got money like that?
Scary Jones.
Please, come on, man. I go to Target and freaking...
Kohl's,
Old Navy.
So tell them what you
did. Walmart. What?
You wound up, where did you
layaway,
get your shirt?
Layaway,
you
put a layaway.
So what I ended up getting at Macy's, it was great. So then I said, well, I need a belt. Let me go get the belt. So she was getting with ringing up the belt, but she didn't ring it up even. She goes, sweetheart, the belt that you have, that's $395. And I'm like, for a freaking belt?
You caused a scene?
Yeah, I totally did.
You acted like a poor person and caused a scene.
Well, no, but I really am, though. But I'm saying, so do you think about this? A belt was $395 and a shirt was $285. Mm-hmm. That is well over $500.
yes, it is.
Right.
Math.
For
maybe,
a shirt.
Maybe closer to 600.
I mean, that's unbelievable. So I said to the woman, I'll take a dozen, of course, you know. She laughed and she said, you want me to put it back? I said, yes, please. I'm sorry I made you open it up, but I can't. We walked out and Trish is so embarrassed and mad at me now. She's like, you've embarrassed us. What do you think things cost like in Neiman Marcus? And I'm like,
you know what? You're right. You should have gone back and bought the $300 belt, $400 belt.
Wait, no, but just
to make your wife happy.
Don't you know what things cost?
I don't, because think about this. with everybody that right now, we use Stitch Fix, we use all these other monthly
Poshmark, Amazon.
Isn't that an app?
Paying for it, aren't you?
No, for the shirt?
Yeah.
I didn't buy the shirt.
No. I'm saying when you use these apps, like Stitch Fix
yes,
or whatever.
But think about the prices that we're used to paying. So I really haven't been to a mall in a long time, for real, legitimately. So all of a sudden...
Since 1970?
Well, I mean, but because we're so used to paying for things differently now. Like,
I don't know. I went into a Rolls Royce dealership. The cars aren't $20,000.
Well, that I'll know. So, I mean, like, even like on my way home, I'll pull off the road, go right to the nearest Walmart, run right in, grab myself an undershirt,
yes,
and then run back out. Like, that's the end of
it. Shops at Neiman Marcus?
Yeah, I know now.
The help of the rich people.
Right. I mean, it is. Have you ever, Nate, have you been to Neiman Marcus?
I'm looking at the prices right now, dude. I couldn't afford shirts like that.
So when I used to work.
I didn't. I didn't buy it.
But no, but Macy's. How much?
So I went to Macy's and I got the shirt for $19.99.
Not the same.
That's
shirt.
Because Macy's is great.
But you know what? The shirt looks the same. The shirt looks the same.
Macy's, yes. Discounts at Macy's.
By the way, $19.99. You guys know many years ago, I was a manager in a store in Garden State Plaza.
Yeah.
We would refer to the customers who went to Neiman Marcus and then came to our store as the Neiman Demons. Because they were the most awful, nasty. They would throw clothing on the floor because they're not used to cleaning up after themselves. They have people who clean up after themselves.
I stood online with like 30 people. I was like the person 29. And I felt like right at home. I felt like that's where I belong. It was just great. Everybody there, I was like, wow, what'd you get? I was asking people, oh my God, look, you got Calvin Klein underwear? That's so nice. Over at Neiman Marcus, they have like new names of like stuff I never heard of before. Like, Underant underwear. I don't even know what that is.
That's
like
French for underwear.
Yeah, it's some like, some designer.
Oh, they
it's
got crazy. A Brioni shirt.
Brioni, who wears that? Who can afford that?
Somebody can have $580.
Elvis's driver wears that.
Nate's got a picture right now of a polo shirt, a blue polo, $275.
That's Tom Ford.
It does, but who would wear that? Yeah. Why would you spend that?
Okay, the guy who knows it's Tom Ford would wear it.
And here's the thing. Neiman Marcus wouldn't be open if people didn't go there.
But
so
why?
Obviously people shop there and
but
buy
why
stuff.
Are you shopping there when
Emporio
you can clearly
Armani?
Shop at a Walmart? Yeah, why would you, when you can shop at a Walmart, get the same thing?
Okay.
You
can still, like, get the same thing four of those shirts to keep the doors open.
What? It's not.
It's not the same.
It's not.
It is the same.
It's not.
It is. Wait, what do you think about this shirt there? You like that shirt?
Robert Graham.
It's definitely
Robert Graham. You used to drive a Mercedes. I know it was you.
Pre-owned.
Hold on.
Pre-owned.
But would you say it's the same exact thing as driving a Hyundai?
Well,
so shut up.
No.
I guess not. Right. But it was still pre-owned.
And by the way, I drive a Hyundai. My wife has a Hyundai. I'm not insulting Hyundais.
Right.
But there's a difference between, you know, a Casio digital watch and an expensive,
yeah,
you know,
but that's
Rolex.
An engine that drives far and fast, but not like a shirt you put your arms in. Like,
I'm with you, T.
Right, it's it. It's a
like
shirt.
Ridiculously
Speaking
expensive
which,
stuff that looks exactly like inexpensive stuff.
Yes.
I don't understand it either.
Right, thank you, Gandhi.
Especially because you're probably going to get sick of it at some point, and then you just need
to move with Gandhi on that. I'm all about the...
Look at this shirt right here. Look at this one with the flowers. Oh. $290.
Nope.
And that is an ugly shirt, by the way.
Those are tennis rackets. Those aren't flowers.
Wait, what about this one? What about this one right here?
Oh.
Those are flowers.
Look at that. That is ugly.
Eton.
Okay, so bottom line, can I wear dark jeans to the
Eton.
Wedding?
What?
Can I wear dark jeans to the wedding if the shoes look better?
No, you have to get new shoes.
New shoes,
that's not right. I'll go to Neiman.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.